Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG tonight for this relax show, Ask Me Anything. There isn't much happening on the public space, and so we will just be chilling. End of the line, Joel says, how is X doing? Is Linda Yaccarino merely a puppet for Musk to blame? Will X eventually fall back into leftism due to financial pressure? I don't think it will ever fall back. I think that Elon has set the direction for Twitter, and he's decided that it would be this, money or not, threats or not. I think he is holding the wheel drive solidly. Speaker's Corner says, JF got a nice little mention on Scott Adams' show today. Oh yeah, I didn't know. I'll be checking it out. Must be related to my tweet because Scott Adams has tweeted today a tweet that was very much in line with my tweet, and I was wondering to which extent was he inspired by my tweet. It wasn't copying elements of my tweet, but it was definitely a continuation of my reflection. So I'm happy to see that on this one I was able to get a little bit of credit, because you guys know there are other situations where the plagiarist they don't acknowledge the sources of their statements. I'm happy to hear that Scott Adams gave me some credits for this tweet on his show. Speaker's Corner says he had trouble pronouncing your name. Well, that is a common ailment in the English person. Go away, says Jeff. Will you consider simultaneously streaming the show to X videos if Eden improves the live stream service? Absolutely. And I've been doing it for 3 or 4 shows, and I'm just not satisfied, and I don't think it attracts much people because it's not a satisfying streaming platform. It is very bland. There's no sense of community. There's no chat. It's like, yeah, you can reply to the tweet maybe, but it's not like a chat. And there's no super chats. Now, one thing I re-verified today, and I was happy to find out. Yesterday, I said that to get the advertising opportunity on Twitter, you know, those people who make incomes, I had to reach 15 million impressions in 30 days, but it's not this, it's in 90 days. And so 15 million impressions in 90 days, that is absolutely feasible. It's 3 times easier than I expected. So I think that with my tweet that is now at 3 million views, if I make a couple of other very successful tweets, I think I'm going to reach the threshold within the next 90 days to meet Elon's threshold to get income from my Twitter account, and that would mean a lot to me. So when you see me, it doesn't have to be right now, but when you see me in the next few months, next few weeks, go at something super edgy and, oh my god, this is the tweet, go and retweet it and like it and talk about it to your friends. We need to get me above this Elon threshold. I really want to derive income because I've been investing a lot of energy. I've always considered Twitter to be my full-time job. I've not had a job since 2015, and so I would be very happy if this came to be recognized in the form of a payment, because to me, I've always made Twitter my main job, but by attracting from Twitter to Odyssey, from Twitter to YouTube, from Twitter to Patreon, it would be great to just, if you show a good idea, if you make a good tweet, you get paid more. That is the life I want to live. Postmillennial says, sex trafficking website Backpage publisher commit suicide ahead of trial. Larkin was found dead with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. They were standing trial for crimes related to running ads for prostitution. So Backpage, I guess it was some kind of advertising website, but for the dark stuff, I don't know, Backpage. I've never heard about this. But apparently it was an advertising website that didn't want to follow the rule. Well, now he killed himself. He didn't want to go to jail, I suppose. Balkanized the USA says, JF, if pornography is the problem with modern-day lack of romance and intimacy, won't that problem persist even if women aren't so heavily involved in porn due to AI's possible future dominance of the industry? Let me tell you something about this. And in fact, let's make a clip about it. So Balkanize USA says, JF, if pornography is the problem with modern-day lack of romance and intimacy, won't that problem persist even if women aren't so heavily involved in porn due to AI's possible future dominance of the industry? That is a question that has come to me a lot since my big tweet. My tweet was making the case that if AI comes to compete with the tots suddenly have no value. And you'll have an effect, which is that the tots will have to find a way to distinguish themselves from the AI competition, who can do much better than them. And the way they will distinguish themselves is by being reliable, honest, baby making for real rather than displays of sexual stuff on a monitor. And so I argued that AI dominating porn would eventually restore the state of decency of the Western woman. And a lot of people came to me with that worry that, no, Jeff, it's more degeneracy. And that is falling for a typical trap of the modern world, which is it's always the fault of the men. The problem of porn is the fault of the men. Porn gets into the eyes of males. Males are now detached from reality. They are therefore no more interested in romance. There is a big problem with this theory. I do not have evidence that men are not willing to engage in romance or to engage in stable marriage or anything that we could call decent as opposed to porn. I have no such evidence. Every day, what I see all the time is a bunch of desperate men who would give anything to date even below their belt. They are men who look like 6 out of 10 and they would date a 4 out of 10. They would date a 3 out of 10. They're like, Jeff, I don't want any trouble. I don't want to get crazy and try to aim for an 8 or a 9 or a 10 out of 10. If I could only get a woman who's 2 points below me but who's stable and not crazy, and who can stay with me and we can have a family, I would be so happy. That is what I see in males today. And so the idea that pornography is the root of the problem of the modern world is completely false. There is no evidence for this. All of the studies that they tried to do on pornography suffer from a problem. Everyone watches pornography. So there is no control group. There is simply no control group unless you have a time machine. You have zero control group to establish what would the male brain look like without pornography. So we have a problem here that in front of the absence of evidence, people are developing theories. And these theories, they display all of the features of the presumptions of the modern world. The presumptions of the modern world is that it's always the fault of the male. But the fact is, we have the initiation divorce rates. It is females initiating divorce. It is females breaking families. It is female feeling emboldened by family courts that they will be able to cause a divorce and get everything from it. And people are mentioning in the chat the Amish. The problem is no one would do a comparative study involving the Amish versus the regular population and conclude, oh yeah, it's because of the porn. Because the Amish differ from the rest of the population by 10,000 different measures. So it would be a terrible study if you went to see the Amish to study the effect of not watching porn, because there's just 10,000 other things that could cause your difference that could explain it. So no, I reject the idea that pornography is at the root of any form of modern detachment in the conflicts between the sexes. I consider that pornography is an after-the-fact effect of a root problem. And the root problem is incelism. It is the fact that in the current female behavior of modernity, that leads to a lot of males being alone. And so, of course, they need pornography because they are programmed to inseminate, and yet there is no females who want to inseminate. So I don't see pornography as a problem at all. I've never been presented any form of evidence that pornography causes social ills. I reject this theory in full. And therefore, if AI came in and changed the behavior of females with respect to the value of their boobs and ass, I think it would be a positive thing. I don't think we would be thrown into more degeneracy. I think, to the contrary, we would isolate a form of game-like degeneracy. Like, consider GTA, for example. GTA is an in-game environment in which violence occurs, in which you can roll over pedestrians, etc. GTA has not increased violence in the world. We are not faced with a rise of violence since GTA 1, GTA 2, or GTA 3. By isolating in a virtual world, you are allowing certain behaviors to express themselves in ways that do not hurt society at all. Games don't hurt society at all. And I think the same will be true of AI-generated porn. And to the contrary, what it can affect in the world will be the competitive aspect with all the other thoughts, because making OnlyFans is long. It's a lot of work. You have to place the camera, show your ass in the right angle so that you look just fat enough for your target audience. And some of these women have very big asses. It's very hard to capture properly on camera. So I am confident that AI-generated porn will be purely... It will take all of this sexual degeneracy that relies on the two sexes, and it will isolate it, direct it to a virtual world where it doesn't hurt anyone. And I don't think it will fundamentally change the fact that men, all they're interested in, and you can talk to prostitutes, they will witness of this. Men are interested mostly in talking, affection, being considered, being respected, and then having sex. Then having sex with the person who respects you. John Drake says it probably reduced violence. More people inside playing GTA than hanging on the streets. Exactly. Joel Surrett says, what's with the crazy Japanese tentacle porn? Explain that one, JF. I think that the tentacle simply, the octopus simply occupies a piece of the human imaginary that is, that feels like an invasion. You know how when you see a snake moving on the floor, you really feel, you start feeling tickled already. even if the snake hasn't touched you. And the properties of the tentacle being kind of being a scary thing, being something we don't understand, being something whose movements are very unpredictable. When you look at an octopus or a snake move, you see unpredictability, you see awareness, you feel invasion if they come in your direction. You almost feel touched before they touch you. And I believe that therefore, this kind of form, which is the cylindrical form, unpredictably waving, has access to our touch sensors in an indirect way, in a psychological way. As if our brain was saying, all right, I haven't been touched yet by the standard of my skin, but I can already prepare that this thing can jump on me at any time. So you have an activation of the sensory parts of the sensory cortex simply by expectation of touch. Therefore, this whole idea that an octopus would penetrate a pussy, not only because of the semantic resemblance between the two words, but also because of the advanced activation of the unpredictability activated sensory cortex, I think it leads to a lot of feelings that are unique, that you don't get in other situations. That would be the explanation for why we ended up with Japanese tentacle porn. But that's just an hypothesis. Someone was asking as a question, ask me anything, why are we here? Well, I think that if you ask this question, you must not be... you must not be part of our audience for a long time, because I've indicated my belief why we are here. Well, we are here because there were ancestors, there were replicators that evolved into us. So we are here because our parents were there, and they were there because their parents were there. And ultimately, it boils down to 4 billion years of replication, evolution, natural selection, mutation. That's pretty much it. There is no other reason why we are here. People were sharing with me yesterday. I forgot to answer a question of the chat that was asking me, Jeff, have you seen the riots in New York? Kay Sennett, a streamer. And yes, I had seen some news about this. People were like on Twitter, they were like, Kay has been arrested, guys. And I was like, what is this bullshit? Who is this Kay? And so I didn't talk about it yesterday because I was like, I don't know. Is that the American version of the black guy in Europe who goes into people's houses? The streamer Kay Sennett was arrested at... You really can't do this in America, right? Just walk into people's houses. There's a couple of places in America where they will shoot back. So he can't quite do the same thing as his European counterpart. The streamer Kay Sennett was arrested at Union Square, and police says he will be charged with inciting a riot, unlawful assembly, and other crimes. I've watched images. It seems like just... So this is a streamer in the black community, basically, and he can have blacks gather at a random place, and in this case the random place was New York. That is what led to a riot. Was this streamer caused, or was there other causes to this riot? I still haven't figured this one out, but we can watch some of the videos here.
Oh, there he goes, he's out of here, he's trying to go. Oh look, he's going too. Bro, look how much people there.
Okay, so typical reckless behavior, standing on a car while it advances.
Oh, no fucking way, bro. Nah, no way.
So are these cars that have consented to this, or those are cars that are getting harassed by the crowd?
No, ain't no fucking way. He get it out. Damn. What the fuck?
You don't want to find yourself in the city. They will do that to your car.
Bro, yo. Nah, this is wild.
And by the way, to the white people who are filming these things and say, oh, bro, oh, this is so awesome. You are participating to something that is below you. You are trying to get integrated into the black community here. They will always consider you distinct. They will always consider you something else. You won't get their respect by simply looking at them and cheering for their idiocy. You will always be someone else. You know it inside. You know it inside that you would have the decency not to be on that car. And yet there you are filming that event enthusiastically, not journalistically. If you were there to gather information and say, oh, look, that is bad behavior, that is fine. But there you are cheering. You are excited because you live through a proxy. You are using the black population to do something stupider than what you'd be willing to do yourself. Because you're not that stupid, and therefore you live by proxy through their idiocy. Speaker's Corner says, I want JF on Fresh and Fit with all the tots surrounding him. That could be funny. Balkanize you. I think that the first thing I would establish is there anyone in the need of insemination here? And then if there is no one, then I would consider that any further conversation is useless, because there you are standing as thoughts, displaying your sexual signs to me, and yet you are also denying me access to the eggs that you are advertising. And so I would first call out their bullshit like this, and then we'd see where it goes. We'd see if there can be some kind of a rapprochement. But, you know, it begins with this. There you are showing me your boobs, but also telling me I can't be inseminated by you at the moment. These boobs will not serve your babies. So what is, you're advertising a product that you're not willing to sell? It's like, I could actually do the same. I could be like, I could enter the show and offer a product, and I'd be like, this is the best carpet aspirator you're ever gonna get, but you're not gonna get it because I'm not ready to sell it to you. And they'd be like, what the fuck are you doing? You're talking to us for 1 minute about an aspirator, but you're not ready to sell it? No, I'm not ready to sell it. This is what you're doing with your boobs. Balkanize says, JF, thanks for the response. Follow-up question. What limits, if any, should there be on AI pornography? For instance, perfectly replicated, subject of a crime or things that are criminal being reproduced in pornography. I have a big hesitation on this. On the one hand, I am all for art. And you have to acknowledge that there are some forms of art that present violent events. Like, there are people who write about rapes or rape fantasies. And so one could think, well, why would we put any limits? I mean, no one is suffering. So some people argue that there should be virtual pornography involving no human being, but depicting criminal events. I'm all for the art, and, you know, I don't want to make a law that would stifle free exploration in the writing domain. So I don't want to make a law that first aims at this and then suddenly some author, you know, gets imprisoned. We have to be careful. But I also think that being absolutely limitless is a danger because we're playing with the greatest human stimuli. The greatest human stimuli to your dopamine network. Your entire brain is built, you know, somewhat to get food, somewhat to survive, somewhat for this and that. But it is definitely all built for one thing, which is reproduction. None of these little things in life that matter to you matter at all if you're not going to use them for reproduction. So we're playing with the most salient stimuli that is capable of triggering the human brain. And if we are training the brain to like things that normally it would have not been exposed to, then we may be pulling certain people toward vices and crimes that they would have otherwise not committed. Like, if you are reinforcing for decades, you know, the enjoyment of criminal images, who knows how many people out of a million exposed to these images, how many people would end up committing the crime, would end up enjoying it so much that they get used to it and they want to commit it. We have to be extremely careful with this.
And I don't even know where Kaisen that went, bro. He left or something. Yo, Spider-Man. Bro, he's still on the taxi. Oh, shit, they scattering. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, I see cops and shit, bro. They gonna start throwing tear gas. I mean, gas. Oh, there he goes. He's out of here.
Okay, so scattering of crowds, disorganization, reckless behavior with cars, damage to property, typical of these youth meetings, these scholarly youth meetings that are happening in various places in America. I mean, this is not so far from an image you see in Africa. Just go to Africa and you're going to find that when the village has one jeep, you have a bunch of people in the tribe who will gather to the point of overcharging the jeep. And some of them, maybe in certain Civil War scenarios, they're going to be shooting in the air. This is not so different from what you would see in Africa. So I don't know on what they are mounted here. Could be a vehicle, could be some statue or something. I don't know. Twitch streamer Kaisena has been released and freed back onto the streets of New York City just hours after inciting a huge riot in Union Square. The beauty of the new New York City rule is that they get this non-bail release so quick, they can go back to the scene of the crime. See, destruction of property here. You know, if you're a white policeman in those areas, it's time to leave. Time to retire. I mean, this guy is probably at an age where he would actually have the option of retiring. He's probably just doing this because he loves his job. Time to go, my friend. Time to go. It's gonna get harder. A revolution. What else do we have? More destruction of property. Not a place to bring a child. Your headgear is not gonna save you on this one.
Why did you do that?
So that's someone getting beaten, very hard to identify the race of everyone involved. Looks like the guy may have white legs. This is what I'm telling to white people. It's you're not going to be included in the gang. At best, they will tolerate you for a while until you're easily victimizable, and then they're going to jump on you. And look how long it takes before it's a 1-to-1 fight down to a 30-to-1 fight. What is the reason? What is the reason why this guy is getting targeted by 30 people? It's because he's white. The channel says very unorganized, non-purposeful riot, 2 out of 10, low effort. Yeah, it's... Okay, that's the same video that we've already reviewed. What else do we have? Oh, that's probably a higher resolution of the same event. And people are wearing masks, so they can't be traced. It's chaos. Don't stay in a crowd where there are people wearing masks and people who could hurt you without having consequences. Cities will survive, says new guy. Well, they will survive in a way. Decoy Voice was publishing a video saying New York is collapsing.
Items. As NYPD immediately lost control despite their special crime-fighting plywood, then brawls broke out in the streets. Where they began chanting, NYPD! Which was requesting that NYPD perform a adult favor for them. And eventually someone in the crowd,
NYPD suck my dick,
allegedly shot themselves. So they finally carried Kai Cenat away, where he was.
Someone shot themselves. I couldn't see anything because he has covered that part of the video, but I mean, not impossible. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, what are your thoughts on Chinese food? I've tasted some of the best Chinese food because I've been with a Chinese girl at some point, and her mother was preparing high-level Chinese food. Let me tell you, there is good Chinese food. The traditional Chinese food is super fine. You know, the way they use lemongrass, super flavorful ways of preparing fish, the way they use rice flour to make things that are of a texture that is chewy, salmon balls with rice flour, absolutely insane. Very good Chinese traditional cuisine. But if you go to the regular Chinese restaurant, then you're going to get a wide variation of qualities. And there are some very good out there. But the general Chinese restaurant in America is very limited in their knowledge of the true traditional sauces and the true traditional way of doing it a la Chinese. Most of the time it is from Chinese people who haven't been to China that much. And so they're giving you really an Americanized form of their cuisine, which is not as good as the real one. It's still good, you know. You go to any Chinese buffet, there's going to be something good. And the way they make their meals, their meat-based meals, very sweet. That is super interesting, you know, the way General Tao style, or, you know, these very thick sauces like orange sauces or lemon sauce. That is very good, but it's a step below the true traditional Chinese cuisine. John Drake says, real Chinese food is totally different than American style. Exactly. It's an entire different world of cuisine that has developed in America. Shamrock says, I like the Peking duck. Yeah, I mean, the sweet sauce, they master it. And I've been to some very good Chinese restaurant. They do just lemon sauce. And I would have never thought you can do a lemon sauce that is that good. You can feel the taste of the lemon intensely in the sweet sauce. It's not so sweet. So really the taste of fresh lemon comes out of it, and it does a perfect sauce for a just basic chicken, basic breaded chicken. Speaker's Corner says, can you cook anything Chinese? Back in those days when I was with a Chinese girlfriend, I started mastering some elements of the cuisine, but I've not been doing this for years. I have been denied the Asian pussy for so many years. I've moved on. I had to move on. Balkanized says, JF, Vivek Ramaswamy wants U.S. voters to take the same citizens exam that immigrants take for citizenship. Is this a good idea? Will this be abused? What would the demographics of voters look like if this existed? It's a ridiculous proposition. The thing is, a country has a ultimate responsibility to designate as citizen anyone on their territory. The only country that doesn't honor this basic, like this basic legal fact is Israel with the Palestinians. Other than this, a country absolutely has, you know, you can't discriminate. Imagine someone is retarded. You can't say you're not a citizen now because you're retarded. It won't pass the standard. It won't pass the smallest of constitutional tests around discrimination and around just this very accepted fact of life that everyone has to be the citizen of a nation. And if you're born somewhere, that is the only place where you can be a citizen. Speaker's Corner says, Jeff, if you could have any car in the world, price was no impediment, what would you choose? Honestly, I may... it depends, because if you tell me you give me the car, I'll take the Lamborghini and then I'll sell it. And I'll make money of it and I'll buy another car. But seriously, So there's kind of something deceptive in the question, which is, do I have the opportunity to sell it? If I do, I will buy the highest price car, I will sell it, and then I'll buy a cheap car and I'll have some money left. But if you talk about, I mean, I would be happy with the Dodge Caravan. To me, it's either the Mitsubishi Mirage, the Toyota Tercel or Corolla, the Honda Civic, or the Dodge Caravan. I don't want anything to do with anything more. The Dodge Caravan, of course, is an expansion for having more children. It makes it practical with a large family. That is the only reason why I would ever pay more than for than a very small car. The only valid reason to get a car that is higher price is if it allows to make more babies. So that's where it stops. I'm not interested in the Ferrari nor the Lamborghini. I'm not going there. KH says, JF, thoughts on Peugeot? Seems to be one of many reasons France is the butt of American humor. Incidentally, they sued Porsche for the 901 model, forcing it to be relabeled 911. Okay, I didn't know. I don't know anything about Peugeot. Industrial production in France must suffer from the infinite unionized demands of the French people. So I have no doubt that it must be cheaper than that it must be higher cost for the same quality when compared to a Japanese car. Same thing for the American cars. It's the American car employee is unionized and they cost more. They cost more to do the same product. And it leads to cars that are super costly, but there's no reason for it. They are by no standard superior, and in many ways they are inferior to the Japanese equivalent. So I reject anything else than Japanese cars, as long as there's an option. Ukrainian attack on a boat, on a Russian boat. Let's have a look. So you have their little robot ship with a camera. It went close to the boat first. Then the boat appears to have lighted up their lights. And then the robot ship goes back and will execute a suicide maneuver, apparently. Just going toward the boat. And boom. Well, we don't get to see the boom, apparently, because the camera has exploded with the explosion. Chuck Garrity says, Jeff, who were your favorite guests over the years? I mean, Ryan Dawson, Richard Spencer. It's very hard to pick because the fact is I love human beings. You know, I love getting into understanding them. I don't love them. I find them annoying at times, but I love getting into the mind of someone. I love, yeah, David Duke, of course. David Duke is annoying in so many ways. Mark Collett is a super professional guy. They all have their own quirks and their own, John McAfee, that's a great guy. Now, very annoying because he's so out there that it's like he can't give clear answers without putting some peanut butter over it, you know? And so you never get to touch the human John McAfee because he's always putting a little more to it. He always has that layer of bragging about something or telling you how obvious it is and how these intel services, it's so obvious what they do. And I hate this. There's probably something that I hate from each individuals that we've had here. And there's probably something that I love from each of them too. Anna Hayes. Oh yeah, Anna Hayes. Wow. That definitely was the most memorable moment in my interview career. Oh, man, Anna Hayes. That was something. That was absolutely something. Biden's a fucking goof. Rogan rages against the establishment's coordinated bullshit attacks on Trump. Joe Biden has been a fucking goof his entire career. He's been caught lying so many times. He's so full of shit. It's fucking undeniable. And the fact that mainstream news is ignoring the Hunter story, except for right-wing media, is fucking crazy. Yeah, we don't get the weekly check on all lies that Biden told. We don't get what we had with Trump. It's like, oh, the fact-checking business has suddenly went out. It doesn't exist anymore. Ragnar Rentoni sends a super chat. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, Scott Adams seemed to miss the point about a deceptive signal, but he was otherwise sympathetic to the idea of competition for female aesthetics introduced by AI. The AI would just look better. This is how Scott Adams summarized your view, Jeff. I look forward to your reaction. Okay, well, later tonight, I'll go check out this part of his show. I was not aware that he talked about me. Let's have a look at this guy. He's always entertaining.
Dan, you got the money, okay?
I got a few bob, yeah.
Okay, you support Trump?
You do? Yep.
Okay.
I was one of the first endorsers, endorsers of President Trump.
What are you guys going to do when our ocean level rises?
Thank you for asking that question. I have the answer.
Let me finish.
Thank you for the question. Yeah.
For the first time on Earth, we're changing the gas.
Now you're full of shit. Sit down. I'm going to answer you. I'm going to answer
you.
Just shut up and sit down.
No way.
Sit down.
No. I got to finish my question.
I'm going to answer global warming.
All right. Finish the question. Then answer.
Is changing on Earth, and it's changing to CO2. What do you people with the money, what are you doing about this?
Because I'm going to tell you right now.
No, I've got children. I've got 21, 23-year-old children. And what's their future with you people with money? You talk about money all of the time.
Okay. Sit down, please. Sit down, please. In the front row. Excuse me. In the front row. Please sit down. Okay, you've asked your question. Thank you very much.
Okay, I'm gonna answer.
Excuse me, ma'am. Will you please sit down?
Please.
Thank you.
That's okay. Please sit down. Let him answer.
Okay. In 2011, my wife and I were in Antarctica, renewing our vows. For most of you that don't know, Antarctica's on a mountaintop. Okay? And there is a $500 million facility, scientific facility there, and the scientists came to give us presentations about global warming. And they had cores of ice that they had drilled. They had drilled 4,000 or 5,000 cores, and they only brought 15 or 20. So they're going through the second or third core, and they said 275,000 years ago, this was the temperature, blah, 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 blah. And then 55,000 years ago, the world was 2 degrees warmer Celsius than it is today. This is 2011. And stop. And he said, and I said, well, you mean the whole world? He says, yes. And the poles are only benchmarks. And I said, well, what about the things the young woman alluded to? Okay. And he said, it's all cyclical. And although the gas may have exacerbated it, in the cosmos of time, it's not a fart in the wind. In the cosmos of time, of the 13.8 billion years that we've been on this miserable planet, it's not a fart in the wind. And as I told Joe Rogan on his show, and he said in his infinite wisdom, and Joe, if you hear this, I thank you for the opportunity to be on your show, he said, then in 25,000 years, it's most likely not going to be a problem. Now, my direct answer to your question, if that were really true, which you believe, and let's just for a moment say that it is true, that means that the best scenario vis-a-vis global warming is about 10 feet raise in water. That's the best scenario over the next 40, 50 years. That's the best scenario. The worst scenario is about 100 feet. But let's just take the 10 feet. If the water on the planet is going to rise up 10 feet, that means the southern part of the United States is gone. England is gone. Most of Europe is gone. And I can go, most of Central America is gone. Okay. If that's the case, let's just take Florida, for example, which is one of the fastest growing condominium, beachfront condominiums on the planet. In the prospectus, when you invest, there should be, in the footnotes, if global warming is for real, they won't put it that way, global warming happens.
Okay, well, he's making a point that we've heard again and again, the point of if global warming is true, then why is Obama buying oceanside properties? Okay, it's an interesting argument, but I think it's so common and we hear it so much that I'm not interested in rehearing it. But I love the format of this guy. I love how he tells her to shut up and sit down. Cloud Warmer says, hey, Jeff, have you kept any copies of your debate with Ask Yourself where you BTFO this brain with your comments regarding chicken success due to being bred for consumption? I only found it on one website, alt-censored, and it's removed. I don't have a copy. Was this on Warski Live or was this on my channel? Maybe if it was on my channel, I could find it in the hard drive that Mama JF had collected of it. But you know what? Send me a DM on Discord and remind me of this. And perhaps later tonight, if you can remind me of it, I'll check. And maybe it's in the archive. It was on Warski. Okay, well, because then we had one, I believe, on my channel. And it was also simultaneously cast on his channel. On Warski, I don't know if Mama JF collected those. I'll have to check the hard drive. Arizona County rejects proposal to hand count ballots in 2024 election. I mean, this is fundamental. I don't think that you ever have fairness in an election as long as there's something you don't control. And a machine is fundamentally uncontrollable. You never know if someone slipped in, changed one bit for another. You never know. So to me, the Canadian system is the model, and I just don't believe in machine counting. Why flatulent cows matter? We've all heard nonsense about cows presenting a danger to the continuance of life on Earth, that methane gas from cow flatulence will bring on climate change faster than John Kerry's jet. That is a nice comparison. Any thinking person would agree that the notion that an animal that's existed in harmony with nature for over 2 million years could destroy the Earth within 14 years if they're not exterminated is truly absurd. I agree. There will be cycles. If there's too much cows, something's going to give on planet Earth, but it won't be the catastrophe that it is made out to be. There will just be reduction of population because life will get harder for whatever animal is toxifying the environment. That is just the cycle of life is easy, life gets hard, populations go down. Life gets easy, population go up. Trump indictment would bulldoze the First Amendment if it succeeds. An analysis that's very much in line with my analysis of yesterday, that basically all that Trump did was disagree. And from the fact that he disagreed, he took actions and started establishing plans to restore the state of democracy. But those are just words, ultimately, that you have against Trump. And you have the right to be convinced of a belief that someone else finds to be false. Doubting Thomas says, JF, thinking in line of Fathom's point about selectors, a dating app that selects at the DNA letter level your match, does this count as a printer? The scenario seems to be of particular concern, because such an app would be more accepted than gene editing in conservative communities. For the purpose of a phenotypic revolution, that is not a phenotypic revolution, and that cannot be. Because here's why. For putting you on the path of absolute self-destruction, the revolutionary phenotype needs to have control of your evolution. If the revolutionary phenotype is merely a dating website, even if it has full knowledge of your genes and it has full knowledge of each of the letters and it combines you with other girls based on letters, still, you are free to mutate away from this dating website. The dating website may determine if you get with this girl or that girl, but you are free to mutate away from it. And you are free, importantly, to not even engage, to mutate away in a way that you won't use the dating website anymore. So just because of this freedom, the situation that you interact with the website is more like a cow interacting with the farmer. It cannot be to the point of the elimination of the species. If the cows end up disappearing, if a cow genocide ends up happening, we can still say that toward this moment, they have always evolved according to their own interest. Because as the cows were mutating to be fatter and to be better for humans to handle, they were multiplying, they were succeeding, they were having their own payout in terms of natural evolution. The same would be true of your interaction with a very precise dating website that gets to the level of the single letter of DNA. You would still evolve. You would still get a chance to both mutate and be naturally selected. Jeff, what is your favorite cut of beef? Let me tell you, coming back from Montreal, someone bought me some Schwartz smoked meat, and I've been eating this for many days now because they bought me like 5 pounds of Schwartz smoked meat. And I have to say that the brisket is not a noble piece of meat if you put it in a pan. But the smoked brisket of the Schwartz is the demonstration that the brisket may be the best piece of the beef if you can cook it properly. And that means weeks of salination and then weeks of smoking. And the fat of the brisket becomes softer than that of the ribeye. So I'm very attached to the brisket because of this. Now, if we're talking about a steak, if we're talking about a steak in a pan, then the ribeye definitely is my favorite piece. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, would you provide your thoughts and comments about this graph about lead in the environment? With GPT-4 code interpreter, it finally became worthwhile for me to run the numbers myself on that lead poisoning theory that the 1971-2012 technological stagnation is a function of environmental cognitive impairment of the grad student and postdoc population. So you have in white here, U.S. population by estimated childhood lead poisoning in millions. Yeah, I mean, lead poisoning in age group 22-35. It's like we're talking about a correlation in time, like, oh, this event about technological stagnation between 1971, first, technological stagnation between 1971 and 2012, you realize that the internet was I don't even agree that there's been a technological stagnation. You know, this is the fundamental years of the internet, of the cell phone, of so much. So I would say, no, I even if you were to make the case that, yes, there was a technological stagnation between 1971 and 2012, there would still be the problem that all you have is a correspondence in time. What are the millions of other events that are unique that did happen between 1971 and 2012? Each of these events can equally likely fit your standard of evidence, which is a correlation in time. Cloud Warmer says, Jeff, your comments yesterday about absolutely not giving a fuck made me laugh. It is a good place to be, is it not? Especially when women have zero effect or power over you. Your response to your Twitter DM with the equivalent of medic was in particular hilarious and empowering for me. Good for you, Jeff. Oh, yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good because it is quite a pressure to be like in a state where I didn't have enough children in my life. Therefore, I need to be on the lookout for females. Therefore, I have to adjust each and every action of me and each and every phrases of me so that they can find me interesting. That is a big weight to carry on your shoulder. And I've been carrying it since I'm 18 years old, because every time I would combine with a female, they would make me one baby and then they would go out and then they would kidnap the baby. And it's like one time, two times, and then I eventually ended up having enough babies that I'm like, okay, now it's good. No more pressure, Jeff. I'm 39 years old. And I would have been on the hook for a little more babies, but I look at what I've accomplished in terms of breeding and I'm happy. So it's like, it can stop there. And just this fact that it can stop there and I don't have to be constantly on the run, holy shit, is that a liberation. I feel five times less heavy. And yes, I can be finally, as I was indicating yesterday, I can finally be the hassle I've always wanted to be but couldn't. I feel like a trans asshole. I was born an asshole, but in the body of a man who needed to be respectable and respected. And so I've lived in the shadows. Sometimes my assholery would come out in points here and there at certain moments, but I could never fully endorse the hassle that was living inside of me. I always had to hide it as something to be ashamed of. But now, no more. I will grab the nurse's ass. You know, I will get that pinch just before I die. Not giving a shit if that makes me an asshole, because it's pleasant. It's pleasant to be pinching the ass of a female. Cloud Warmer says, JF Genghis Khan has already replicated enough to put up with your bullshit, ladies. Okay, JF Genghis Khan, that's my name now. Yeah, I mean, it's just not worth it for me anymore. I have enough on the table, and so I can just head toward death with the satisfaction of having left plenty of descent and having had the chance to raise that descent. And so there's nothing else I wanted from life. I mean, when you look at how my demands of the physical universe were low and how hard it was to get this, like, my demands of the physical universe was, can I get two or three babies that I can participate to their life and raise? That is all I wanted. I've had to go through five divorces before I got this. It just shows, and it's much harder for 99% of the guys out there than it was for me. So a lot of the guys, you won't even get there. It's unbelievable. This shouldn't be hard. I didn't even have physical criteria. You know, there are some of the women I've married that were 3 out of 10, maybe. And I just can't believe it was that hard to get a family. Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. Judge denies Trump legal team's motion to extend deadline over protective order dispute and election subversion case. So Donald Trump wanted an extension before he can argue against a motion that would restrict his public discussion of the case and his sharing of evidence with the public. But he didn't get the extension, so he's going to have to make that argument on Monday. DOJ asks the judge for a protective order in Trump election case after a social media post Trump had posted on Truth Social. If you go after me, I'm coming after you. This is very general language. It doesn't seem to me like a targeted threat. But still, Mr. Smith felt targeted. So now this has not been decided upon yet by the judge. But now Trump has to respond. Normally, and I don't know what will happen in that case, because you may have a true anti-Trump judge. But normally, a general statement like this that is not targeted does not qualify as targeted harassment and would not qualify for a protective order. Cloud Warmer says, my mother said an interesting thing the other day, JF. She made the comment that her son found his own success and accomplishments and gave her a large extended family and beautiful grandchildren that she can die any day now and be happy. I thought about all the childless women who cannot say this. Exactly. Exactly. That's all you need to be happy about the moment you die if you have left more people than one. If you have left only one or two people, you are at the maintenance. You have not contributed, you know, if you have reached two, you have not contributed to a reduction of your line of descent, but you have not expended. If you have one, you have reduced your line of descent. But when you have more than two, everything is going to be fine. You have accomplished what, if everyone in that chain accomplished what you've accomplished, you'll dominate the entire world very soon. What do we have here? Taibbi, a successful prosecution would fold space and time to make legal speech felony violence. Yes, same thing that I was thinking about Donald Trump. It cannot be that Donald Trump is guilty. I tweeted this, and there are bots that came to me and said, oh no, what are you saying? Trump is guilty. And they were NPCs or bots. They were not particularly intelligent. But you cannot make speech illegal in the U.S., and that is effectively what finding Trump guilty would mean. You would make it illegal for someone to believe different from the experts. It's ultimately a case about the technocracy and about when the experts tells you something, it's the truth. And not only is it the truth, it has to be the truth in your brain, because now you know. Well, no, you know, especially for someone like Trump, his state of belief is independent of the expert in many things. Not on the vaccine, that's too bad, but in many things, he is an independent mind. So it's not like if someone tells him the election wasn't stolen, that suddenly he is convinced that the election wasn't stolen. And a last news item, Joel was asking, there were no callers today. I didn't enable the call on Discord because honestly, I'm super tired these days. I'm still recovering from having too much work on my shoulder and the vacation that totally drained me. So it's like I don't feel like going deep into someone's mind today. But on the next AMA, I definitely will be able to do this. Jangle Triangle says Scott Adams talked about JF today. Yes, I covered this earlier. And a last news item for tonight. Balkanize says JF is the latest superconductor breakthrough reel. If so, would this be good for society? I've commented on this in the last three shows. about the progress and the replication. It's like, maybe it's real and it doesn't matter. It's it's superconductors don't matter. They don't matter as much as people want to believe. U.S. confidence in military hits lowest point in over 20 years. Confidence in the military has fallen to its lowest point. It was peak at the beginning of the 90s, had a drop, but then a recovery around the George Bush era and then Barack Obama. And this may be the slight rise of Trump, and then down, 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 down. Well, I don't think that confidence in the U.S. military is a very good measure. I think we should rejoice that it is low, because it's very much tied with the American people rooting for war, an already existing war, or believing themselves to be capable of a future war. So as low as this number can be, I'll be satisfied. Cloud Warmer says, LK99 is uninteresting. I am far more interested in IBM's pursuit of optical processors. You should research that, regular chat. Yes! Yes! Because the current show wasn't super exciting. Of course, there weren't much news. We were a Saturday. But I'm so happy that you bring the important question of optical processors. That is a technology that will change the world. If it can happen, that is it. Imagine, because we've had fiber optics in networking. That is wonderful. Fiber optics is like orders of magnitude better than the metal wires, the cable TV type of metal wire, or the telephone types of wires. Fiber optics is perfect. Now imagine that this gain that was made in the per network domain, imagine that it would be made in the computational domain. Imagine that it would be photons in your CPU just bumping on each other, interfering, not interfering, superposing, not superposing, and that this would make, first, your processor would produce much less heat, would cost much less electricity, and maybe orders of magnitude better. I love it.